special point on the Boston Celtics. Advancing past the Indiana Pacers in the first round, they would now be taking on the Milwaukee Bucks in the second round of the NBA playoffs. Mar has a lot to say about it. I have a lot to say about it, so we're definitely going to jump into that conversation. We also want to talk about Time 100, the 100 most influential people of 2019, according to Time Magazine, yes. Also, another incident of police brutality taking place in Florida, I believe you said, Mar. Florida, video footage coming out, a lot of people speaking up about it, speaking up about the situation, what took place, and Mar and I will give our takes on it as well. And you know, just a couple of days away, Avengers Endgame will be dropping. I know people hustled for those tickets, found their way to get tickets, whatever type of way, and those movie theaters will be packed in these next coming days, couple of weeks, because everybody's going to be heading to the movies to see Endgame. But we're going to look at Avengers Endgame and Marvel from a different perspective. That's so much more. You know, we always get into a lot with this film, Marvel. It can go this way, it can go that way, but let's get right into it. First of all,
I agree with you. I agree with everything you said. It was a little far off. Outside and don't get anything in the pit. And a lot of people will say,
be honest, get what he wants, but don't let those guys have the days. Johnny's gets his 30 or whatever, and then you let Milton step up with 25 or Bledsoe, or somebody, then you're talking about a revenue. There's a lot of questions here about how to handle Milwaukee, but one thing, though, Mike, Al Horford. And Baines, Al Horford and Baines are going to make you. I know Stephen, he's showing up for rotation, but it's because, unfortunately, he's going to have to make that the rotation effect. But Baines is going to be in double trouble. Horford is going to be down. I mean, how do you manage to send me something to try to, you know, rotate straight so that you can have this anyway? You still don't have Marcus Smart. Yeah. this series, whole cycle round, it really determined who might be representing each conference in the NBA Finals. Obviously, the other big matchup in the Western Conference is going to be most likely the Warriors and the Rockets. And in my opinion, whoever wins that series is going to steamroll over San Antonio or Portland and go right to the finals representing the West. And the East, you said it before, you believe that this is the matchup right here, Celtics Bucks, that really determines who's going to come out of the East. You know, you're not even looking at Toronto and Sixers in your potential matchup. You think it's right here, Celtics Bucks will determine who's going to be coming out of the East.
Yeah, I think in this Eastern Conference, whoever wins this series between the Celtics and Milwaukee, they're going to be a representative of the Eastern Conference. And for a couple of reasons. For both teams, I think both teams are going to handle the Sixers. Not a problem, not a problem. I think Celtics, we've seen what they've done in the past 2 years now. Instead of what the last game was,
to lose
$1,500. Man, I really don't know who's going to win this series. All I can see in my heart is the state of the Celtics. But I know how dysfunctional they were. They didn't make so many things spectacular against the Patriots, with how they played, you know, Kyrie Irving was great, and won that series. Don't be mad at me, but I don't have a prediction. I just know that the knowledge is going to go to Game 7. I know it's going down to Game 7. But if I can make my prediction, because I know what I think, and I believe, yes, the Bucks are the best team in the conference, Eastern Conference. Yes, Giannis will be named the NBA MVP in 2018-19 season. But I think the expectations are still for the Celtics because they're still kind of relatively young. But experience will be triumphant. These boys on the Celtics were just here, and they know what it takes to get to where they're trying to get to. I think the experience that they had last year, and the fact that this team faced Milwaukee and beat them last year, the experience will carry them, and I think the Celtics will take care of the Bucks in 6 games. Thomas, if you're watching us again, show us your prediction in the Celtics Bucks. How do you feel the series will play out? Let us know for sure. But let's move on, Marv. I know we have some other things to talk about. The time that we have left, we definitely wanted to touch on Time 100 magazine, 100, you know, most influential people of 2019. And we feel some type of way about this 100 list, Marv. You know, I always heard about Time 100, whatever you sometimes hear about the people who make the cover the magazines, but I never really paid attention to how it really broke down and, you know, what people have to say and who they're signing. But I know you definitely felt a certain type of way of how it unfolded in 2019, so I know you wanted to speak on that a little bit.
So, you know, Time 100, every year, annually, they have their list of the 100 most influential people in the world. Right? You've got actors, you've got politicians, musicians, you know, anyone with that status out there. It could be anyone who they believe is influential in the world. I think people, like, not everyone has a super model, but they know what it is. When you say Time 100, you understand. So I was looking at it just as a single day, you know, you got to learn about Johnson, you see Tiger Woods, you see Donald Trump, you know, you see all these guys with some type of status, and I kept looking. I'm like, oh, something's interesting here. I saw nothing on the hip hop office. I saw no hip hop artist, anyone that's involved with hip hop in the Time 100, and it doesn't make sense to me. You know, the way Time does their selection is individuals are recognized for changing the world regardless of the consequences of their actions. So that's the category that will buy you. Regardless of your actions, like you see on the Time Woods is on there, for sure is. He's on there just recently because of what he missed there. We'll be talking about this show the other day. Winning the Masters, you know, winning the Masters and having one of the greatest comebacks of all time, one of the greatest comeback stories. So, Mike, you tell me how you want to break it down into categories. You just tell us like some of the categories that they break it down.
So, categories that you have and the different people fall under. You have pioneers, and you also have artists. You have leaders,
okay, all right.
And then you have icons, followed up by titans.
Indians that struck your eyes when you see little things.
Looking at the people who fall under titans, I see LeBron James, Dale King.
Who else?
Jalen Hurts.
Zuckerberg, you know, Facebook, you know, waste of topic. Those are some titans. Now you look at icons.
I guess
we can tell them, yeah, this is what
it's talking about. Oh, and this is what about the 2018 with Shannon Beasley here.
Which is an icon, a corner of the business. You also have Michelle Obama.
Of course, her book is a bestseller.
You know, Spike Lee.
Spike Lee, of course. What movie did he just come?
Black Panther.
Great movie. Great movie.
I wish you watched it.
Won his first Oscar.
Yes, he did.
All right.
So, one more here. Lady Gaga.
The movie she just dropped. I forget the name of the movie. But she just had a huge comeback.
Okay, well, hey. Leaders, obviously Donald Trump is top guy on that list. Other than that, a lot of different words that I'm not too familiar with, but yeah, Donald Trump, obviously, and when you read that description, you said, hey,
doesn't matter for changing the world, regardless of the consequences of their actions.
Yeah.
The leader of Korea was on that list as well, if I'm not mistaken.
And then I remember there was a huge court case going on with Brett. How do you say this guy's last name?
Kavanaugh.
And then also under artists. Now here's where you find that you think some people should fall under that category. Dwayne Rock Johnson, yes. Artist, I mean, I'm looking at the list. so much BS that's happening in the world, specifically the United States of America.
Do you remember when President America was like, you know, oh my goodness, do you remember your first time watching this is America? You're like, holy crap, my head did a complete 360. And then just like, whoa, they put this in a video? Yeah. So, and now I got it, what made me up? That's the song.
Thank you. talking about me. We got a big comeback in Tiger Woods.
Right.
Tiger Woods, he had to come back to the national stage, but I think, you know, when he turns a comeback, he's going to be a multiple things or not. But that's still that kind of crazy scandal. In 2008, I believe, that kind of crazy scandal. So, after coming out of that scandal, he's still coming back to play golf. That's his huge comeback to me. So, you're talking about 2009, 10, whenever he started playing again. But yeah, I see why him making it all the way back to win the Masters, that's huge. Well, but you can make an argument for me. So, moving on, we definitely want to talk about this police brutality incident that took place in Florida. I know my guy Marvin has more details to give people a quick little backstory of what happened, what took place. The video is definitely out there. I know I came across the video. But Marv, for the people who don't really know or not too informed, let us know what happened.
So again, I don't know, I just want to talk about, you know, everything and everything that, you know, either bothers us or seems random, just put more light into what we say. And that's how it's made on April 20th in Broward County, Florida. You know, there was kids coming out of school, you know, leaving school and whatnot. And a police officer, I got their names actually. I want to say their names to make sure that I got it right. Christopher Kukovich and Greg Lacera were arresting a young 15-year-old boy. And while they were arresting him, I don't know the details of the rest of this boy, his name is not out there. While they were arresting him, his cell phone had dropped. That fell on the floor. So, a kid, 15-year-old boy named Luca, he saw that the phone was on the floor. In order to, you know, stop the phone being banged and everything like that, his phone was getting arrested. He went to go grab the phone and walk away. These officers, Christopher Pickovich and Greg Lacera, all of a sudden assume that Luca was impressed. Unarmed, you know, backpack on, unarmed. So what they did, they still took pepper spray him and brutally beat this kid. They brought him to the ground, took his face, and it's very much graphic. Oh my goodness, if you do not want to watch the video, please don't. It's not, I told myself I would not watch these videos anymore, but just so I could be more fun and speak to you guys. They bring this kid to the ground, 15-year-old out of the skull, and smashed it on the concrete a couple times in front of next to where your body ends. Like, this cycle, unfortunately, continues. This is years and years now that we've been talking about this, and seeing stories like this, you know. People just tuned in, Aaron saying, what is wrong with this world? How can many people sleep at night? How do they have zero regard for humanity? It breaks my heart. And it really does. You know, that video. And I think Steve Kerr pointed out, Coach of the Warriors, retweeted the video with the cover saying something. I don't want to, you know, mix up his words, but like, it's just people are taking notice, and I think one thing that needs to continue to happen, people need to continue to speak on it. And yeah, it makes a huge difference when white people speak on the issue. Shout out to Steve Kerr for tweeting that. I think Chris Long, former member of the Patriot Act, plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think he also tweeted and said something about it as well. You know, shout out to these white people who hold, you know, a prominent place of status, whether they're an athlete or coach or some kind of celebrity status. Shout out to those white people speaking on it. A guy who came out with a great read, a great article on a Players Tribune, Kyle Korver, who plays for the Utah Jazz. He pretty much spoke about how he is a white person and has white privilege, but in a sense he can no longer sit back and be silent on situations that are happening in the world. He talked about situations that took place with a teammate of his, Thomas Evolosha, and how police were very rough and aggressive with him to the point where they broke his leg. And him kind of overbeing his friend, he said at first when he heard the story, him being a white guy with white privilege, he kind of first said to himself, well, what did Thomas Evolosha do to deserve this? Like, what did he deserve? What was he doing for the police to be so aggressive with him? But then he said he really had to take a step back and look at it from a bigger perspective as to why does stuff like this continue to happen, whether it's a 15-year-old boy from Florida or a professional athlete, you know what's happening. And I think, like I said, if you are a white person who holds a private place and you continue to speak on it, I don't know if it doesn't necessarily change what the situation is happening, but the more eyes that are put on it from not only black people talking about it all the time, but the white people speaking on it, the Hispanic people speaking on it, Asian people, the whole world needs to really shine light upon these issues to really, I think, try as much as possible to force some kind of change or something to come about where these cops just don't get off or doesn't go to court and it's just dismissed and it's delegate, in a sense, brushed under the rug where nobody's, or these cops aren't dealing with any repercussions or these families aren't getting the proper, you know, support, service, whatever the case is. More light needs to be shed upon these situations, not from just black people, not from American people, but everybody. And that can be a start somewhere.
I love your point, man. That, man, that's huge. What you just said is good. Talking about brown life, because let's talk about it. Racism is an oppressive system, right? It's not a feeling. People need to understand that racism is not a feeling. Racism is a system. It's a system to oppress African Americans. And it's a
was tucked up across the court. You know, honestly, some of us, you guys who know Double M, you know, we have our sports talk, we can do our sports talk for sure. But there's a lot of things that can be talked about, not just music, entertainment, urban culture. We slow down in various different aspects, and this is a topic that, you know, definitely something that Mark talks away about. I talk away about. I'm sure T Mac was here. She would definitely have a lot to say about it as well. But I'm looking at the time. I'm just going to kind of lift things up here a little bit.
Real quick before we do that. Bauer County City in Florida will definitely keep you guys posted on everything that happens in this situation. If you guys hear stories of things you guys want to have us speak on similar to this, we would love to really further that conversation. Yes, always for sure. It's Thursday. We're on the 25th. We're recording right now on the 23rd. It's 2 days that Wednesday drops. Is it Thursday?
I am seeing it Thursday evening for sure.
I'm seeing it Thursday evening. I know Queen had asked if we were going to do the draft show. Listen, I'm always ready for draft for nothing. I'm going to ask them to be a major event. And it's sorry, but this counts. You're asking me to be a major event.
So, I know with our previous show, we kind of touched on our prediction of what we think is going to happen. But whatever happens in the movie, and obviously Marvel, the cinematic universe, will be making plenty more movies to come. But whatever happens at the end of the day, this stretch of movies, because I think Endgame, especially with the title, is going to bring us closer to a lot. The stretch that Marvel has had from Iron Man to Endgame, Avengers Endgame, Bravo. You know, Bravo is what they put together. Other people talk about maybe Star Wars, you know, like, I'm just talking about movies that have lasted over a span of time that have put together a story. I've never watched a Star Wars movie in my life, and I probably never will. Star Wars puts together a great stretch of movies. My personal favorites, the Rocky series, which is still going on right now, two movies. But what Marvel has done in the cinematic universe, from Iron Man all the way up to Endgame, and we're going to talk about the shows that have come up that have kind of played a part in the universe, those ones that are shows on Netflix and whatnot. Marvel has put together something amazing here. And obviously, in terms of superhero movies, the next rival in terms of superhero movies that can put together a great storyline would be DC. But I think DC is nowhere even close to sniffing what Marvel has done over the last, what was it, 10 years?
Yeah, 10, 11. DC is trying to do what Marvel did in the start of 10 years. And trying to fit that in 3 years. And it just completely fell off the train. But I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard great things about Shazam. I'm going to see it. I hope he's seeing that soon. Shazam's a great character. You can't compare it cinematically. You can't compare the MCU and the DCU, right? It's not even close. Ultron is versus the Generals, right? There's no competition at the moment, but I'm interested to see the next phase 4 of MCU. It's not done. This is the end game. But this is phase 4 coming. Let's not forget that Disney bought off Fox, so we got the X-Men coming.
X-Men, I think there's something out there that I haven't heard about it, but
Fantastic Four, at least Fantastic Four.
Think about the other guys. So, yeah, at least Fantastic Four, you got to find that kind of time. So,
okay, you don't need it. We don't need it no more.
You got to revive the Punisher.
For a movie? I like how they did Punisher as a series.
You could try to
make Punisher a little movie.
You could try to revive. I think they're right. I think they can make Punisher a solid movie. I think the first Punisher, I chatter by Blaney?
How you talking?
There's some guys who could chatter in the Bible, bring back the connection of Cox and yeah,
you
go through like some crazy storylines.
They look in the Marvel Universe,
and you know, I'm a DC guy. I like Superman, I like Batman, but Marvel did that thing with Emily. I'm hoping and praying that DC can somehow find a way to make people crack at what Marvel has done and put it together a solid stretch, solid storyline for the movie. So everybody's been seeing, but yes, everybody's going to be talking about their game within the next couple weeks and months and how.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many characters in these comic books that people have never even heard of. So really, then you become friends with almost everyone. Most stories will come out of different people, so many angles. And we'll just be as fans soaking it all in.
Talking about Spawn, that's the movie I want. Between Blade and Spawn, those are two movies that I. It happened so long ago, even Spawn was really long ago. Blade had a nice trilogy with Wesley Snipes, but Spawn, if they did Spawn right,
Disney came out. I don't want Disney to freaking touch these movies.
Spawn did get that Spawn right on.
But meaning, if you're going to do these movies, do them all better, right? Rated R, give us something like Blade. Blade, don't do these movies.
Marvel, they just continue to push out great movies. I think DC got a solid track now. Aquaman was decent and a good thing about Shazam. But obviously, they need to get back to the top guys. You can't build a universe if your top guys aren't solidified. So that's Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. You know, they got to solidify these main guys.
So I'm going to go to Batman. So,
yeah, the Batman. See, that's what DC wants for. I don't know what direction they want to go with Batman.
So this is a double-edged show. You got my advice.
Yes, sir.
I'm giving you names. We appreciate all your comments, your comments, and certainly I don't really get to all your topics. This week, obviously, is the end of the draft.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably get almost like to get to that next week's show. Yes, sure. The players and whoever the Patriots are going to have, they traded up. Let's hope they trade up. And we got to talk about that as well in the chat.